you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
LAist Studios.
Today on the LA Report, this could be the summer of strikes. Now hotel workers in LA are talking about walking off the job. And then state water managers say, sure, it rained a lot during the wintertime, but let's keep one drought restriction on outdoor watering in place. And LAist reporter Mariana Dale is moving to a new beat, and she needs your advice. It's Thursday, June 1st. I'm Nick Roman. This is the LA Report from LAist 89.3. This could be the summer of strikes in Los Angeles. Hollywood scriptwriters are already on strike. Movie and TV actors might join them soon. And now more than 15,000 hotel workers might walk off the job soon. They will take a strike authorization vote next week. They're members of Unite Here Local 11. They staff 62 hotels in L.A. and Orange County, including the Beverly Wilshire in Beverly Hills and the Western Bonaventure in downtown L.A. Simply put, the hotel workers want to be paid more. Kurt Peterson is with Unite Here Local 11. He says work changed during the pandemic.
In our industry, they now have fewer workers doing more work. I mean, the elimination of daily room cleaning, if you had told me 3 years ago they would eliminate that or make it optional, I would have told you were crazy. But now they've done it, and they took advantage of the pandemic to do that and so many other things that, workers are furious.
Kurt Peterson with Unite Here Local 11. The union says if the hotel workers strike, it will be the biggest hotel workers strike in L.A. in 50 years. Pride Month begins today. It's usually a time when the queer community celebrates, but in North Hollywood, there's been a backlash against a school pride celebration. Some parents plan to protest tomorrow's pride assembly at Sadakoy Elementary. The LAPD plans to increase security at Sadakoy. LAist reporter Caitlin Hernandez leads the LAist project Queer LA.
There will be parents who have kids at the school that will show up to protest. And there will also be parents that will show up in support of the community who, are fine having their children go to this, pride assembly. At the end of the day, it'll be a regular school day, just with some added security.
LAist reporter Caitlin Hernandez. The protest comes after a transgender teacher at Sadakoy had a pride flag he displayed at the school burned by a campus intruder. Even after our wet winter, we still need to conserve water in California. That's why state water managers are extending one drought restriction on outdoor watering. Details now from LAist climate emergency reporter Aaron Stone.
The State Water Resources Control Board extended a drought rule banning the use of drinkable water to irrigate decorative grass at businesses, homeowners associations, apartments, government properties, and other institutions. As for single-family homes, the rules depend on where you live, so check with your local water agency. Trees and food gardens can always be given as much water as they need. Though this winter dramatically improved our water situation, groundwater basins and the Colorado River are still stretched thin. And as the weather starts to heat up, water use will go up as well. For LAist 89.3, I'm Aaron Stone.
Imagine if you could charge your electric vehicle at the places you already love to eat, shop, and play. Whether you're at the movies, on your weekly grocery trip, or running errands at your local mall, Volta EV charging stations are built around your day-to-day and located in your community and nationwide. All you have to do is check in, plug in, and go about your day. It's EV charging made convenient. Download the Volta app to find your new favorite place to charge.
We are less than 4 weeks away from the June 27th runoff election in the LA City Council 6th District. That's Van Nuys, North Hollywood, Pacoima. The winner will fill out the year and a half left in the term of Nuri Martinez, who resigned in disgrace back in October. Now, yesterday, we heard from City Council aide Marisa Alcaraz. She is in the runoff against Imelda Padilla. LA Civics and Democracy correspondent Frank Stoltz says Padilla is a community organizer in the 6th District.
Padilla cut her political teeth in high school, fighting the expansion of a landfill in her Sun Valley neighborhood. She later worked for the environmental justice group Pacoima Beautiful and the LA Alliance for a New Economy. Padilla worked for 18 months for former councilmember Nuri Martinez, who resigned over racist remarks. She has condemned Martinez and pledged to work to bridge racial divides.
LA Civics and Democracy correspondent Frank Stoltz. Frank has more about Imelda Padilla and Marisa Alcarez and where they stand on the important issues in the LA City Council's 6th District. It's at LAist.com. For the last 3 years, LAist reporter Mariana Dale has covered the early childhood education beat. You know, you heard her stories about pre-K, about child care and child care providers. Well, this month, Mariana moves from early childhood to the kindergarten through 12th grade beat.
Reporting on early childhood taught me babies and toddlers have an incredible capacity for learning. But the reality is that our K-12 education system will not provide each of those students the same opportunities to succeed. One of the big questions I hope to tackle in my stories is how can schools create an environment where all students learn? I want to hear from students, families, educators, researchers, and support staff as I get started. Last week, I talked to an Antelope Valley senior who told me the best way to understand what's happening in schools is to show up.
Actually come to the schools, come to the protests, and, you know, maybe talk to the students.
I plan to do just that. For LAist 89.3, I'm Mariana Dale.
And you can get in touch with Mariana with your questions and story ideas about schools, students, teachers, and parents. She's at LAist.com/Dale, and Dale is spelled D-A-L-E. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. The LA Report is produced by Michael Cosentino, along with Libby Rainey. Megan Garvey is the executive editor. Catherine Mailhouse is the director of content development. Our engineer, Hazmi Kaposian. Original music by Scott Kelly. Be sure to join us again tomorrow. You can read more at LAist.com. You can also listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. You know, listeners like you help make the LA Report possible, so please donate at LAist.com/give. This podcast is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.